This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right. Thanks for joining us today on the SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, 1170 AM, The Answer. This is Audrey Mason tuning in. I've got Dave Stahls on his way from the auto show in downtown. If you haven't been out there, I strongly suggest going and checking out. They've got some pretty amazing vehicles down at the auto show. So as soon as Dave gets in, he'll be joining me today. Ed thankfully took over for me for the last 2 weeks while I was out sick and then enjoying my family Christmas. So it's good to be back in studio today. And Happy New Year's. Wow, what a night last night was, right? Hopefully you all had some fun, whether you are in town here or out in the desert. I know my whole family was out in the desert celebrating last night, having a great time out there. I unfortunately did not get to go. I'm not feeling the best still, so I opted to stay home and get better, and I celebrated on my couch last night, bringing in the new year. So it was a good one. Happy New Year's, everybody. Hopefully you all had a safe and wonderful time bringing in the new year. I know if you were out in the desert, more than likely you had fireworks going off and everything else. And hopefully you had your dogs tied up and everything was all good. And nobody lost their animals or anything along those lines. I got to do a shout out to our sponsors for today's show. I've got Alpha Site Logistics. This is a huge organization for us. Out and serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years, offering portable toilets, hand wash stations, wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and many more services. Give them a call at 760-352-8383. Ask for your quote today. I know that Alpha Site Logistics is helping us out for the upcoming Dunes cleanup on January 14th, Martin Luther King weekend. We've got a big upcoming event with ASA, American Sand Association, and United Desert Gateway, Charlotte Teeters for Lands Organization, the C3. I'm really excited and looking forward to it. I know I stepped back a lot this year and Sharla stepped up and took over. She's been the one putting it on for many years. I only took it over for her at the beginning of this year because she was out sick. Thank goodness that she's healing and recovered and able to put it back on. And hopefully on January 14th, the Dunes cleanup is going to be a massive event out there. Because it is Martin Luther King weekend for the Bureau of Land Management, it is a fee-free weekend. That means that you do not have to pay to go out there. You don't have to get your weekend pass, which is generally if you go off-site prior to, so somewhere here in town like Moto World or on the way out on the 8 freeway, Golden Acorn Casino sells them, or just past that, the 76 and the Chevron gas station in Acumba sell the weekend passes to get out there. They're $35 if you buy them prior to. If you buy it the weekend of, it's $50 on site. But Martin Luther King weekend, you do not have to have the pass. They're not going to be enforcing it because it is the Dunes cleanup weekend. This will be the 25th annual and one of our bigger, best weekends or cleanups yet, I would like to say. We've got several areas being covered from Glamis Flats, where the main stage will be behind the Glamis Beach Store, where you'll meet up for bringing back the trash, turning it in, getting the raffle tickets there, and then having the raffle and food by Daddy's Famous Foods at the Glamis Flats Vendor Row area. And then we'll also be staged, San Diego Off-Road Coalition will be over at Gordon's Wells side. So I know Buttercup is covered, Midway is covered by 928 Elite Garages out of Yuma. Ogilby's covered. You've got Wash Road, Swing Set, Flagpole, the Drags, Oldsmobile, Roadrunner are all going to have cleanup stations covered by different sponsors. So hopefully you get out there on January 14th, Martin Luther King weekend, and have a good time. If the dunes isn't your thing and you want to make it out to a different type of trail, there's a couple of different other organizations going on and throwing events on the same weekend on January 14th. You've got the simpler, easier route of going with Corva's Truck Haven Challenge. Corva's Truck Haven Challenge is going to be at Ocotillo Wells State Vehicular Park off the 22 side. It's going to be on Saturday starting at 8 a.m. It's a poker run style, so they'll have 5 checkpoints for you, and then you meet back up at the obstacle course for lunch and a raffle after that. So Corva's Truck Haven Challenge is Ocotillo Wells, the obstacle course on January 14th. That'll be more for, you know, newbies, beginners into it, to the all-around, you know, people that have been going for years. They have, it's a great time, good poker run for them. So hopefully you can go out and go and support Corva. If not, there's a little bit more extreme, in my opinion, would be the San Diego Four-Wheelers event out at Superstition. San Diego Four-Wheelers event are going out, and they're going to be on the backside of Superstition Mountain this year. Well, they're meeting at the front at the 6.5 mile marker at the kiosk where base camp will be. And then they'll have different runs go out to the backside of the mountain. And they're doing Tabletop and Black Cat and a couple of other ones. And those ones are some really good routes. You need front and rear or at least a minimum of a rear locker, 33-inch tires to be able to make it through, and some really good driving skills on a couple of those courses. I think they're going to be doing an extreme one, so you really want to test your skills and abilities. You can go out to the San Diego Four-Wheelers Superstition Mountain Run on the same weekend, January 14th. So you have 3 options coming up in 2 weeks, so it'll be a lot of fun. You can either come out to the Dunes cleanup. San Diego Off-Road Coalition will be at Gordon's Wells. Then you also have the Glamis side and everywhere in between. All of those will be covered, but those 2 main raffles will be at Gordon's Wells or at the Glamis Fats vendor row right behind the Glamis Beach store. And then, or you have the option of going to Corva's Truck Haven Challenge, or you have the option of going to Superstition. So depending on what your skills, abilities, what you're looking to do, if you want to learn the dunes, come on out to the dunes. It'll be a great day. It's a trash cleanup day. You can do the poker run with Corva, or you can do the regular runs with San Diego Four-Wheelers out on those tracks. So that'll be a fun weekend. You have definitely several options coming up for that. So with the San Diego Four-Wheelers, they've put a lot of support in. They've been having issues finding trash out there. So they're going to actually use our sponsor, Alpha Site Logistics, to set up their dumpster and their toilets and wash stations for them. It's pretty awesome when you can give that referral and that recommendation and have the company take care of, you know, our other organizations as well, and hook them up for their event on that. So whenever you're out in the desert going out and doing anything along those lines, if you need help, you need information, by all means, you can always reach out to the San Diego Off-Road Coalition at info@sdorc.org. And we'll give out any recommendations, suggestions, who we use, who can help you out and help you put on an event. The more events there are, the merrier, you know, give you options to be out and where you need to be. It's always a good thing. So each of these organizations are also membership organizations. Corva is teamed up with San Diego Off-Road Coalition. They're just like us, and they fight to keep the deserts and trails open. San Diego Four-Wheelers is a subgroup from Cal Four Wheel. So Cal Four Wheel is also another nonprofit large scale for the California Four-Wheel Drive Association that helps to keep the deserts and trails open. So depending on which one you support, no matter what, become a member, get involved in the club, become active, and support those that support our sport, basically. Help us keep the deserts and trails open so that we have places to go play. With that, it is time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, 1170 AM, The Answer. All right. Thank you. Tuning in to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, 1170 AM, The Answer. Dave Stahl's on his way in. He's running a little behind today. He had to be downtown at the San Diego Auto Show going on. It's another day or two, I believe, of that. So if you don't have anything going on today on this beautiful New Year's Day, head on downtown to the San Diego Auto Show and go check out all the vehicles that they've got going on down there. It's pretty awesome. Pretty sure it's at the convention center. Our second segment this time, I've got our sponsorship, Fire and Ice Heating and Air, with the Ashley family in Lakeside. Fire and Ice HVAC Company was established in the 1980s and has been family owned and operated since, marking 2023 as 40 years supporting the HVAC industry. Operating zones border from Oceanside to Escondido to Julian and all of the San Diego County, from inspections to service, installs, maintenance, commercial and residential free to the door, no trip charges, fuel charges, just pay for the work performed. Discounts on repairs for seniors and military. They also offer a free second opinion on other companies' repair quotes. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, fireandicehvac.com. Give them a call at 1-800-400-FIRE. That's 1-800-400-3473. Also, we've got Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire is here for any of your tire needs. You're stuck on the side of the road in the rain, you got that flat tire, give them a call. They'll come on out and take care of you on the side of the road. 619-596-2800. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire. All right, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio. We're back here in our second segment. I wanted to talk about Blue Ribbon Coalition. Blue Ribbon Coalition is a national organization, and I've received emails from them every day for 12 days as the 12 days of legislative updates is what they did, basically, and legal challenges all across the United States, because they are a national organization or coalition of off-roaders fighting to keep the deserts and trails open. And one of the things that we were talking about with them is national monuments and what the Biden administration has been doing with the National Monuments and the Antiquities Act, naming a couple of other monuments as national monuments. In August, a couple of private property owners, ranchers, miners, and the Blue Ribbon Coalition filed a lawsuit to challenge President Biden's expansions of the Bear Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah. They are currently waiting for the government to respond to the complaint. However, there have been two important updates with that. And so for these national monuments in the state of Utah, you have Moab, San Hollow, several others all across Utah's very popular off-roading destinations to go to. And one of these is the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Within the National Monument, there are street legal trails that you have that you can go on. There's a handful of green sticker, but not very many. There's only like two or three trails that are green sticker. But with them adding it in with the Antiquities Act, they want to basically shut down all of the trails in Utah. So completely removing our access to these. So the good news that came out since they filed this back in August, almost like what happened with Oceano Dunes' lawsuit, is they got lumped together with a couple of other lawsuits. So the key thing was the lawsuit was consolidated with the case filed by the state of Utah. So We're grateful that the state is also challenging the abuse of the Antiquities Act and believe that consolidating the two cases is a positive step that strengthens the purpose to see the Supreme Court weigh in on the issue. So hopefully it will go all the way to the Supreme Court and they'll be able to decide on that. The second from the Blue Ribbon Coalition is that at least 11 major environmental litigation groups and several tribal entities filed to be defendant interveners in the case. Which we knew that they were going to step up. We knew that the enviros were going to come after it. They want to see all trails shut down. So this development suggests that it's going to be a major fight with the Blue Ribbon Coalition. These groups are using the challenge over the national monuments and the lawsuit that Blue Ribbon Coalition basically filed against the Biden administration as their year-end fundraisers to raise millions of dollars against us. So with that, San Diego Off-Road Coalition is basically asking you to support the Blue Ribbon Coalition as well. Become a member of the Blue Ribbon Coalition. Theirs is a $25 membership, just like ours, for a single person. It's $50 for a family or a club, $100 for a business. Just like ours is, basically. And so become a member, get involved, donate to them, donate to the cause and the fight. In addition to the legal challenge to the national monument expansions in Utah, the Blue Ribbon Coalition is also tracking the proposed Ave Kai Ame National Monument proposed in Nevada, which would unnecessarily lock up hundreds of thousands of acres of land, which most of which is already designated wilderness where you can't go ride and you can't, there's no motorized access. So there's also a proposal to turn the entire 14 million acres in the Sierra National Forest in California. So this is what's super scary, is that the Blue Ribbon Coalition says that there's also a proposal to turn the entire 1.4 million acre Sierra National Forest in California into the Range of Light National Monument. If that were to happen, that would be absolutely devastating. There are so many trails in the Sierra National Forest. And to have that 1.4 million acres added into becoming a national monument would be absolutely devastating. We go every September up into the Sierras, and we do a couple of the different trails up there. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out on the one that goes up and over that we always do. Climbs all the tops of the mountains and goes over and then drops down over into Death Valley. But it's absolutely amazing. I mean, that could be considered anything from, what would it affect? Because the Sierra National Club, you have, Dove Springs is up there, Jawbone's up there, El Mirage is up there. You have several different OHVs in it. So how is it going to lump together? What are they going to utilize? What's going to be shut down and what wouldn't be shut down if the entire thing got added into a national monument? Because national monuments, basically, there's no motorized recreation in that. So that could be absolutely devastating to us if that were to go through. So follow this, become a member of the Blue Ribbon Coalition, San Diego Off-Road Coalition. This is another one that we are also following and I'm keeping track of. If the Biden administration is to designate the Sierra National Forest a Range of Light, we definitely need to comment on it. We need to be involved in it so that we, if the time comes, we can be an intervener and we can sue with that and sue them. And more than likely, we would use San Diego Off-Road Coalition, CORVA, California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and ASA, American Sand Association's coalition that we have, which is the California Off-Road Vehicle Legislative Coalition, to sue the Biden administration for this abuse of the Antiquities Act is what we would basically have to sue them for if they turn the Sierra National Forest into the Range of Light National Monument. And we've been talking about AB 3030, Assembly Bill 3030, and the plan for California and the entire United States to lock up 30% of the land, air, and water by 2030. This is a part of that agenda. And this is included in, and they're trying to launch the campaign to include this in the 30-30 agenda. So that 1.4 million acres of the Sierra National Forest, if it gets included into that could be devastating for us. We would lose so much. And then how much of it, if it gets considered that, you got to think of the hunters, the fishermen, the rock climbers, you know, what access would it be? Is it, if it's a national monument, it's just crazy to me, the control and how much of our freedom that we're actually losing with this, because they're taking control and management over the land and over the area. And then, you know, the strict management of it, of, okay, well, you can hike in. Well, how far are you going to hike in? Are you going to hike the 10 miles in to get to your destination? Or, and which is 10 miles in, 10 miles out? I'm not a big hiker. I like to jump on my bike, whether it be the three-wheeler or the dirt bike or the quad or a side-by-side or my Jeep. I just prefer motorized recreation much more. It's just so much funner. So that's going to be a fun one to keep track of and watch and see what's going to happen with that and how we can stay in the fight. Follow Blue Ribbon Coalition. Make sure that you comment on it. The more comments that we have on it is better for us. And then again, once you comment on it, it means that you were, you know, interested party from the very beginning. And if it comes to the time that we need to file the lawsuit and intervene, we can file the lawsuit and do so. So that's a good one. So again, that's a Blue Ribbon Coalition's fight that they have here. They also have an update that they did in the 12 days of legal updates that I've been following, that I've received from them. And one that we are all worried and concerned about, which is the Lake Mead update. We all know how low Lake Mead is, and the power that we that comes from it, which powers, you know, all of Southern California. Most of us have power down here from that dam, and what it sends through for us. 2 weeks ago, the Blue Ribbon Coalition had only had 1,043 comments submitted through the Blue Ribbon Coalition's website about Lake Mead. And what they do there is they send out a thing, and you basically log in and you enter in your information and you make your comments, and it does a pre-form filled out information on it, and then it just signs your name, your address, your information, and submits it for it. So from 2 weeks ago to, you know, December 18th, I think, was the email that I received, where they had 1,043 emails, and the closing date was coming up in December. On, I think it was December 23rd, was supposed to be the last day to make a comment. Because they received 4,000 comments in that 2 week period, they extended out the commenting period until January 23rd. So we have another few weeks, another month basically left open to make comments on Lake Mead. And so we want to thank everybody for submitting their comments. There was 5,849 total comments were submitted through the Blue Ribbon Coalition site. And that includes comments that were submitted to the Bureau of Reclamation, which would be the Water Board, the National Park Service, and to senators and congressmen, basically fighting for our water rights. With serious proposals from National Park Service to close down every major launch ramp and marina, it's no surprise it has received such a strong response. Because of the strong response, they were able to work with the Coalition of Lake Mead Enthusiasts to secure the extension of the deadline. So thank you guys very much. Keep it up. Let's save Lake Mead. Hashtag save Lake Mead. Get your comments in. You can go to the blueribboncoalition.com. You can go to sdorc.org. Or blueribboncoalition.org too. We have a link on there to the Blue Ribbon Coalition's website to do the comments through them, as well. So hopefully you can look that up and make your comments. It is actually time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, 1170 AM, The Answer. Sam, won't you ever learn?
Turn it over. Oh, he doesn't even have my mic turned on?
No, you're on.
No, I'm not. You got my mic turned on there, sunshine. Hey, by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, I'm talking to the round one. You're not going to say Happy New Year to me, Brendan? Oh, you're too busy. Are you working? Are you trying to figure out? See, he takes a weekend off.
No, see, and they didn't have my mic ready for me. I was busy trying to talk with Audrey that I realized, oh, wow, I completely forgot. I should probably have my microphone on at some point.
I wondered why you didn't ask when I was...
That's you know, funny. I can't leave you guys alone for 1 minute.
I know. I have no producer. Got no board off in here.
So happy New Year to you, sunshine.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's so good to see you.
What a roaring week this has been. Let me tell you, 2023. Can you freaking believe it's 2023?
No. How was the auto show for the last three days?
To be really flat, honest with you, small.
Really?
But.
No wonder they wanted my Jeep.
But. Oh, did they ask for it?
They asked for my Jeep. They actually emailed me for my Jeep.
Yeah. Well, Camp Jeep was freaking insane. We can talk about that when we come back. But first, we want to give a big shout out to PRMI Mortgage, Prime Residential Mortgage. Can't ask for anything better than Chris Wiley. Man, I'll tell you, that guy will take care of all your financial needs. If you're refi-ing, buying, oh, you are my friend. Was there two of them there?
Well, yeah, you know, I did the same thing.
Yeah, it's not a 4 week yet.
It's a 5 week. That's why you turn it over.
Oh. Anyway, we're just having too much fun. Anyway, so go to primeres.com, especially if you need any financial help whatsoever. Chris Wiley, not only is he an off-roader, but he is the best. So check him out. And SNS Off-Road Magazine, SNSORMAG.com. Steve and Sherry been doing this, good Lord, since 1982, supporting the off-road community. Nobody does it better. Classified, if you're buying a buggy or you're looking for parts and pieces, everything is there. Ed does a really nice column periodically. And what Sherry and Steve do is they keep you up to date on what's going on out in the desert. And that's so important. But along with supporting SSORM, AG.com, you got to support SDORC. You got to support anybody and everybody that's really busting their butts to try to give you the ability to go out and enjoy yourself. Camp Jeep was, you should see it. They open the doors at 10 o'clock. You know what Camp Jeep is?
No, I don't.
Okay, we're on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
If there was any way they could put that track to the fifth floor, it would. In fact, I don't know what show they were at. They sheared off a sprinkler head. 40, you know what 40 degrees is?
Oh, yes, I know.
40 degrees up, then flat, and 4 degrees down, plus cantilevers, steps.
Yep.
Basically showing you what a Jeep can do, like what your Jeep can do. And they're giving free rides. And the minute they open the door, 10 o'clock, these people came in and you would not believe it. So Camp Jeep's going to run all day today, all day tomorrow, today till 9 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow till 6.
Okay, so it is tomorrow.
Yeah, so if you're bored and you have nothing to do, oh, did I catch all kinds of hell?
What?
On Saturday, I'm on KUSI, and I go, yeah, there's no football. There's nothing worth watching. Come on down. Oh, the football fans. Brendan?
It was the college football playoffs.
Was there anything worthwhile Saturday in college?
Yes, absolutely. It was the playoffs, and it was some of the most amazing games you'll ever see.
Trust me, I heard about it. Oh, did I catch out?
We're car people. You know what it is for us?
I wasn't going to say anything.
This is NASCAR. This is Indy. This is off-road. What's football? What's baseball? Are you kidding me? I don't know what that is.
Not getting an argument out of me. I'm just saying. But at least I know how many people watch KUSI. So I don't have to worry about my credibility on TV. But yeah, so if you guys got nothing to do and you need a little walking exercise, you can go today. As soon as you're done here, just bail.
Isn't it $10 to get in?
Yeah, but you know what? what you want to do is go and then tell them you need to go to the media. Go into gate D.
Okay, I can go to media.
Go to gate D.
Okay.
Or door D, whatever.
Yeah.
And then go see either Mr. Mansfield or any of the guys in the booth and tell them you're media.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that you do an off-road show and you're here to cover Camp Jeep.
Yeah.
Then you get in for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a ton of fun. So you're not able to do any off-roading, so there's no sense talking to you.
No, I know.
It Have sucks. You been to the doctors? Have they looked at you? Is there any prognosis? Are you getting better?
I'm slowly but surely. I don't want surgery. So
don't call me Shirley.
Don't, yeah.
So. Well, if you can avoid, you mean for your back?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no,
no. Surgery.
No.
I went through that 3.5 years ago. I don't want to do it again.
No, what you're going to do is, well, you know, yeah, there's other things you can do first before you go under the knife.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure doctors will tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's a weight loss. Sometimes it's a diet change.
I'm supposed to be weight loss and strength training with my physical therapy right now, but chips are my nemesis. So
Who?
Chips, I've got an issue.
Potato chips?
Yeah.
Are you a potato chip fanatic?
I'm a salty person. I like my salt at night at like, yeah.
Yeah, like 9 or 10 or
11. Well, no, I'm usually asleep by 9, but by 8 to 8:30, I eat my bag of chips and then I go to bed.
Oh, see, you're so bad. And I'm what's your favorite?
Barbecue.
Lay's?
Yeah.
Nobody makes them better. I know. So. Well, I've been up since, what, 4? And watch this.
Oh, you have Lay's right now with you? Do you have Lay's barbecue with you right now? Oh, my God.
kettle cooked Lay's original potato chips.
Oh, man, Dave.
I shouldn't show those. Brendan will come running in here and knock me down and take
it. No. I haven't been able to go off-roading, but my husband went, and he took off in my Jeep the other day.
Oh, that's good.
And, he left. He went out to Ocotillo Wells. He went down Split Mountain Road,
right.
Hit the end of Split Mountain Road right there, and turned left to hit the dry lake bed mm-hmm. and go out the main wash that goes out all the way through to Plaster City and Superstition.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow the train tracks down and out to the trestle.
Just by himself?
No, one of his best friends went
good,
with him.
Good. So there's, you know, two we Jeeps. Never go alone.
We never ever go alone.
No, I'm not
stupid. No offense, Ed, but I'm not an Ed. I won't pull an Ed.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that kid. Dropped when he was a child. Where is he anyway?
In the desert. So
hungover.
He more than likely, yes. More than likely, he had the tiki table set up last night, which is a surfboard.
Right. Yeah,
he puts his two dirt bikes out, and then he puts a surfboard across it.
And
he's
starts
got
making
his Jack
drinks.
Daniels. Oh, he makes good drinks.
Does
too.
He really?
Oh, I've attended a few of
See,
his tiki
See, I didn't even
parties.
Know he was a drinker, but I guess.
Not all the time.
But when he
but
does.
Big, certain weekends, big weekends, and this is one of them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard a whole, I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it because I just had KUSI in my ear, but I guess a lot of laws hit today in California.
A lot of laws.
Anything off-road related that you're aware of or no?
Unfortunately, not that I am aware of for off-roading.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, all the rest
highway,
of them are terrible.
There's highway laws. There's new... yeah, not that I'm aware of. The only one that I knew.
Jaywalking laws.
Yeah, the jaywalking
law.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I sat down with my wife.
Fast food laws.
Yeah.
The most craziest one, AB 275. So AB 275 is called fast recovery. So they're saying that we don't pay our fast food workers enough money. So they want to set up a council for the state of California. It's going to be 10 people for the entire state of California. It doesn't matter where you are, what city you're in. Doesn't matter, you know, whether or not you're in La Jolla as opposed to University City, Kensington. They're going to dictate how much you have to pay your employer, how much your employee can work, how much you have to, what, you know, the hours that they are allowed to work for, you know, through
right,
or whatever
right.
with taking a break and
right.
such. So to me, fast food's gone. They're going to mandate they're going to mandate minimum $15 an hour, which I don't even know if it's our I think it's still only at $13.50,
yeah,
right?
Something like
for
that.
For so
no, it's that's our minimum wage in San Diego. It's
$13.50 or $15?
No, it's $15.
$15 in San Diego. So it
yeah,
did
that's
go
our
up.
That's our actual minimum wage now.
As of today.
So as of today. Yes,
so that means it's going to go to $18
by next year.
More than like, oh yeah, because this AB 275, that's what they want to do. That's why they created this 10%
you know
council.
You know what a Big Mac
food.
Is going to cost you? $10, $15. Well, because when you go to a restaurant and you order a burger, right, what's it cost?
$15. $15.99 usually. $17.99, $20.
Somebody needs to look up the word.
I can't wait to tell my kids, hey, back in my day when I was your age.
Hey, you want to feel bad?
Go ahead.
Back in my day, they were 10 cents.
See what I mean?
I swear to God, my buddies and I used to go to this burger joint, and we'd buy a bag of burgers, 10 for a dollar.
Wow.
10 for a dollar.
No.
Eat till we got sick. It went back and got another bag. It's just, oh my God.
I can't do it.
I can't. I just
so
don't.
Crazy.
And this doorknob wants to be president. Mm-hmm. I am serious as a heart attack. I just do not get it.
No. Yeah. So but, the only big off-roading one that I'm aware of, which is one that state parks started themselves, was the whip on UTVs and side-by-sides in state parks. So
okay.
Well, that's the new. They want it on the center of the vehicle for a high point.
Does it have to be illuminated?
Or at night, it is supposed to be illuminated.
Yeah.
So, yes. Which is the same for Bureau of Land Management.
But that's a safety thing. I can't argue
yes.
with safety.
That came from our OHV Safety Summit meeting. That
Did it really?
That 100% came from the OHV Safety Summit meeting that wow. Ed and I attended.
That's awesome. That
yes.
is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's so, so, so important. I mean, it really, really is. That you know, because, you know, you hear about these terrible, terrible accidents out in the desert. I mean, it's just got to break your heart.
Well, here's an example. Okay. So my husband left Friday morning to go out, and he was just going to go out for the one night because he came to spend New Year's with me last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I didn't go out. I haven't been feeling great, as you know. So I stayed home. He left Wednesday, Friday morning. They left at 7 in the morning. They made it to OW by 9 in the morning to hit Split Mountain Road and cut across that big wash. So you drop down into the big wash. You go in the big wash for, I don't know, 10 miles down the wash until you hit the trestle or pole line, one of the two, and then you turn to the left and you head towards Superstition. So he said it was absolutely amazing. My Jeep with the new suspension on it, we haven't been able to really go off.
Oh, did you get new suspension?
A few months ago, and we haven't really been able to try
right.
it out.
Yeah,
we haven't really been able to take it anywhere. So he took it out. He said, cross the desert, 50 miles an hour, 55 miles an hour. It was like a Cadillac. It was so smooth and so nice. And that was Friday morning. So then, you know, they got to camp. They had a good time. They did their quote-unquote New Year's Eve Friday night and had a great time. Then Saturday morning, you know, hung out with the family, did breakfast, did whatever. And then the family went out and went playing. And then they went all the way out again to the trestle, Superstition Trestle, and then headed back to Ocotillo Wells to come home yesterday afternoon. By the time that they hit from the trestle and then got down into the big wash all the way through, so many vehicles had gone through there that it went from a nice hard pack, nice ride all the way through that yesterday afternoon. He dropped into about 9 inches to 10 inches, maybe even a foot of silt. And it was a full silt bed for over 2.5-3 miles where you couldn't see 5 feet in front of you. He said he couldn't see from the front of the hood line of the Jeep. So the front of the Jeep, the hood, he couldn't see 5 feet out in front of the hood of the Jeep. It was so thick. And so they slowed down. And he said for, you know, 2.5-3 miles, they did, you know, maybe even 5 miles an hour, if that, because he didn't want to hit anybody. He didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're in that thick of it, your regular lights don't work. You need those amber, yellow, bright yellow lights
so
you can see, because the blue light, the regular LED lights, they don't work. So.
Wow. That is just.
Were we supposed to take a break?
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to take a break. Nice going, Brendan.
I know. You're just not watching me at all. It's
He's on holiday. He's on holiday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Man, I tell you, Audrey was nice enough to bring me a sandwich from there. It was off the chart.
Ooh.
If you're hungry and you want good quality, top grade meat, then the Wise Ox Butcher Shop is where you need to be. They're located at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. You can't miss it. Just follow your nose. They deal with premium beef, heritage pork, free-range chicken, all painstakingly sourced for their expert chefs and butchers that are at the Trust Restaurant Group, which you'll have to try as well. So Audrey has unfortunately been a little bit under the weather, but she hasn't been able to go and, you know, traverse out in the woods and the bushes. But we got a meeting Tuesday. I may try to make this one.
Yeah, this Tuesday. That's good because we have to vote on the radio.
Then I don't want to be there. I'll be embarrassed. Everybody says, we don't want to listen to that old guy anymore. That thing is ridiculous. But but next year should be a good year for SDORC.
Yes.
A lot of stuff on the books.
A lot of stuff on the books coming up. A lot of stuff on the horizon. We did a good fundraiser for the Lost Lizard, so we've got some funds. We need to get those doled out donate some money. I'm pretty sure we're going to be giving some money to Friends of Oceana Dunes mm-hmm. for the lawsuits and a couple of other
organizations. You know, the other one we need to talk about, too, is I haven't heard anything at all about the train trestles. You know, where you could go underneath them?
Yes. So their ASA is in the works with that. They have been going back and forth. They're supposed to have a big announcement, I think, in February of mm-hmm. this year. When I talked to Brian Henry, the president of American Sand Association, about it, they have gone back and forth. It's in the works there, but it's been hush-hush.
Sometimes that's good news, right?
No. So everything boils down to is who's going to take ownership of it, because the ownership is the responsibility, the liability mm-hmm. of it, right? Mm-hmm. So the Pacific train tracks, the Pacific Railroad owns.
They don't want nothing to do with it.
They don't want anything to do with it. So then you have the Public Utilities Commission.
And they don't want anything to do with it.
So then, you know, it's a.
Then it doesn't fall into the.
Supposed to be a county road. So then you have Caltrans.
So they don't want any part of it.
And then you have the Bureau of Land Management, who owns the other part of the land.
And they don't want any part of it.
Right. So who are we going to. Who in the end is going to take responsibility of it? Can we sue them so they all equally explain what liability means?
What is it that they're afraid of?
What shut it down? So I think it was 2010 when it got shut down. I think it was when the family, it was 2009 or 2010, I forget. But unfortunately, there was a family, some young boys, that three little boys, all from the same family, that went to put coins up on the train tracks to have the train smash the coins.
Been there, done that.
Yep. And so they were up collecting their coins that they had put up the previous day, and a train was coming, and something happened or another. And I can't remember because I know that there was an incident where there was a quad that got stuck on the track that got hit, and that person got injured trying to get their quad off the track. And then there was the three kids that got killed. And so these three little
killed
boys.
Killed all three of them?
All three little boys. Died by the train, same family. But that family has spoken out against it, and they want it open. They think that it is worse off and that it is more dangerous now that it is all closed.
Yeah.
And they want the train tracks to be open because it used to be under Wash 10.
Right.
It used to be under Wash 17.
Right.
And it used to be under Wash 32.
So you could go underneath all three.
All three that were open that you can go underneath. Technically, the railroad, the Pacific Railway, is supposed to keep those washes open. Those culverts are big enough to drive a buggy through. Mm-hmm. They're, and because we have the flash flooding, when we do have rain that we've been getting, mm-hmm. when this rain goes and hits Glamis, Glamis will have a complete flash flood washout. And that sand will move in. It will fill those culverts so quickly. It's scary.
Wow.
And so their Pacific Railroad is required to keep it, I think it's 8 foot clear, mm-hmm. minimum clearance of 8 feet, so that sand can get through there and the right. water can get through there.
Right.
Which that's a big enough clearance that a sand car could easily right. get through if they were actually to maintain it. Right now they have them open And then I do this, so I know that it's only about a foot and a half to 2 feet.
Clearance,
because when I'm staying in Glamis, I love at sundown, once the sun goes down, I'll haul butt when I hear a train coming, and I'll go run over, and I lay under the culverts, because to feel the train going over you while you're laying underneath it, there's nothing like that feeling. It's so exhilarating. I love it. I'll put my hands up to feel the vibration and the energy, and it's so crazy.
And you're not the only one.
No, oh God, no, I'm not the only one. You know, but you're crawling underneath there. You've got, you know, 2 feet, maybe even 2.5 feet to army crawl your way back on your back to lay underneath it. Wow. So they don't have it clear like it's supposed to. They don't take
care of it. So they're theoretically breaking the law.
Yes, 100%. At this moment in time, they are 100% breaking the law, because it is mandatory that they're supposed to keep it cleared out for when we have flash floods.
Sure.
And they have not been doing that. So hopefully American Sand Association will have their big announcement. I'm pretty sure it's going to be in February when I was talking to Brian. I can't really go into too much detail.
So call him up, see if he wants to release it on the show.
Yes. Well, they want to do their article first. And he said once their article comes out on their website and everything, then he'll come on the show with us and do the big announcement on radio. So I'm super excited for that. To me, I think that they're going to have to sue him. I mean, we've all been...
Yeah, you're going to have to sue the trains. Pacific Railroad.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to sue him to have them all work together. Mm-hmm. Whether it means suing all four of them so that they all four share ownership of it, you know, which I think is going to be the best route. So then, you know...
But
then it's not, because then you've got four...
But they shouldn't be liable for people on the track.
It goes back and forth, but yeah.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Going on the track, one, it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Two, it should be illegal.
Well, right now there's, 43 miles of track that you can't cross? You have literally from Ogilby Road down to the 78. That's
ridiculous. What about an emergency? What if you need to get to somebody?
Can't legally cross the train tracks. And when you go in there and you go on to their little side road, you are illegal in what you're doing.
All right. Hey, thanks for hanging for me this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I was so nervous.
Yeah, I know you were. There's no reason. You're good at what you do. I was listening.
Become a member of SDRC. Yes. Get involved. Become active. Hopefully we see you on January 14th on either a destination, whether it's Ocotillo Wells, Superstition, or the Dunes Cleanup.
You got your choice.
You got your choice on the 14th. Hope to see you at 1.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, San Diego Automotive Museum Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.